You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today, is levels of consciousness. As we go through this big transition, we have a huge eclipse coming up on April 8th, 2024, which is Monday. And I'll share with you guys what I'm personally doing is I will be fasting for Sunday, Monday, and most of Tuesday, allowing my body just to be completely cleaned out. I'm currently really cleaning up things within my nutrition, just getting my mind right, getting my body right, the physicality, everything ready to go. I'm going to be creating my new vision board on Monday. And from 12 to 6 in Arizona, the eclipse, I think that's, it depends on what time zone you're in, we're MST. I'll be just really disconnecting completely from everything, work, social, and just really connecting and sitting with God, praying. But I want to talk about levels of consciousness and the great awakening that we're going through right now and the difference between power and force. So if you've ever looked up the levels of consciousness on, you can pull it up on Google, just type up, there's a chart that'll pull up. And I want to talk about the interesting dynamic and the choice and the free will that you have to operate in different levels of consciousness. So the highest level of consciousness, which is called power, it starts in the middle with courage, is neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, going up to joy, peace, and enlightenment. And every single human being has the birthright to be an enlightened being. Then as you go from courage down below, you have pride, anger, desire, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, and shame. Now let's walk through those from a physical sense of how that looks within the physical reality. So if you're in shame, guilt, apathy, grief, or fear, it often causes absolute inaction. So if you were the 1% and you wanted to control a population, what would you do? You would want us in complete inaction, or the next level, which is hyperactivity, which is desire, anger, and pride. And these are all levels called force within the consciousness level. So if you're operating underneath courage and pride, anger, and desire, and you're in hyperactivity, which often causes opiate abuse, it can cause drug abuse, alcohol abuse, where we're constantly moving, we're constantly doing something because we think that there's something we have to do when it really is all available for you. And I'll walk you through that in just a moment. Then you get in so much hyperactivity, goes down into inactivity, which is fear, grief, apathy, guilt, and shame, right? So they can keep you in fear, thinking that the sky is falling all the time. They can make you have the guilt that you're a sinner and you're not good enough, and they pump a bunch of shame into you. It makes you completely inactive and powerless, okay? And it's called force. So often people move from inaction and they're like, oh, okay, now I'm desiring to do something, but they're operating from pride and anger. And then all of a sudden, often people, like Tony Robbins said, you're either an inspiration or desperation. Someone's inspired to do something by somebody, or in his full desperation, there's no middle ground. But all of a sudden, you're someone like me who has a great awakening, and I developed the courage to walk away from corporate America. And I went into this happiness and productivity and doing the things that I love. Peak performance without stress. Now, happiness and productivity was the first phase. There was definitely not peak performance and there was a lot of stress, but at least I was happy and I had the willingness and I felt the acceptance in the things that I was doing, right? Because I was doing something I was in alignment with, but within that time, I was kind of bouncing in between pride, anger, desire, neutrality, willingness, and acceptance, hyperactivity, and happiness and productivity. So I was kind of right in the middle there, but I had the courage to move forward. And as I started to really find myself, I started to accept myself and truly heal the broken little boy inside. I gained acceptance. And then I started to find reason to be alive. Why am I here? Purpose, reason. And then I started to develop peak performance without stress. And then the synchronicities and extraordinary outcomes start to come in, which is love, joy, peace, enlightenment. So I want you to think about where you're at right now. And I highly, highly, highly encourage all of you to work to get up into the power and out of force. because there is a great awakening happening, whether you believe me or not. There's a great awakening happening right now, and there will be a separation of consciousness. And that separation of consciousness will be people who are operating in their higher consciousness power, whatever you believe, if it's Buddha, God, Muhammad, whatever you believe. Those operating in power, which is enlightenment, synchronicity, extraordinary outcomes, peak performance, happiness, and productivity, are going to have a great awakening of a bunch of light coming into their body. And those who are in hyperactivity and inaction are going to go deeper into that. And there's going to be a massive separation. The religious people call it the rapture. I call it the great awakening. It's the age of Aquarius. It's a beautiful, beautiful world that you have the free will to operate in. And if you tap in and tune in and you have the courage to go after your dreams, the courage to go after what you're truly meant to do, the courage to speak up for yourself, the courage, this is now the time to speak up for yourself. This is now the time to say, this is who I am. This is the time to say, I am that I am. I am powerful that I am. I'm strong that I am. I'm worthy that I am. I'm worth it that I am. And stand tall on that because you truly, truly are. So I'm telling you, family, me personally, I'm working at the highest level with coaches, all kinds of stuff that I'm doing, reading, studying, ghosting social media to get into that enlightenment piece, which is synchronicity and extraordinary outcomes. And I want you to come with me, family. There is no special group of people. There's the 144,000 is a consciousness level. 1 + 4 + 4 = 9, which is a conscious level of God. Jesus said, cast your nets to the right. 1 + 5 + 3 = 9. You got 666, 6 + 6 + 6 = 9. It's all God. It's all good all the time. God is the creator. God, it has always has been and always will be. And you are the great I am. I'm not saying you're God. Whatever you put behind the word, he told Moses the secret. I am powerful. I am strong. And build that courage and the willingness and accept yourself for where you're at and find reason within your life and start to live in joy and love and peace and reach that level of enlightenment because you're worth it. So I hope this information reaches you well. I hope it hits your heart. And I truly hope it's not a strategy. I know you will. Because this is your time and this is it, family. I truly believe that this is a timeline just like when Jesus Christ was walking this earth, that the great awakening is here. And this is for you to awaken into your higher truth. Warriors, rise.